My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar. He represents the Grand Canyon State's 4th Congressional District, which includes much of the southwestern part of the state, including all the way down to Yuma. And that's one of the areas deeply affected by one of these trends over the last few weeks where a lot of illegal immigrants, particularly unaccompanied minors, are flooding into the country, and the government is moving these folks around, some of them right there in Congressman Gosar's district. As a result of the administration's actions on this front, he is calling for the impeachment of Attorney General Eric Holder. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.
You have said for a while now, going back to Fast and Furious and other issues, that you believe Attorney General Holder should resign. Now you're putting the impetus on Congress to take action here and impeach him. What is it about this story that makes you say this simply cannot continue with this man in office?
Well, this is the continual furthering destruction of the rule of law and the constitutional framework in which we've fallen and operate under, Greg. I mean, particularly in this aspect, U.S. Code 1324A1A2 reads, knowingly or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has come to, entered, or remains in the United States in violation of law, transports or moves or attempts to transport or move such alien with the United States by means of transportation or otherwise, and in furtherance of such is violation of the law. I've contended now that the Attorney General, and it's been supported by a U.S. Federal judge, that the Attorney General is, in fact, violating criminal smuggling laws currently right now. We have got to stop. Congress has the ability to impugn those people that actually disregard the rule of law, and it's time to call him into question to stop the furtherance of the destruction of the rule of law.
Let me get your insights on some of this, kind of in reverse order, actually. Why do you believe the administration is actively moving these folks around in the southern part of the country?
Well, here's what they did. They first of all, said that the president said that he would not deport anybody. And then the attorney general was complicit by saying that they would not uphold the rule of law in border security. And so what they did is they perpetuated this issue, and what we're seeing right now is just the tip of the iceberg. So what we're generating is a whole bunch of new generations of dreamers. They're then being taken by plane, and at least seven different flights have come from Texas to Arizona. These people have been moved around without food, water, shelter, many have not had any vaccinations. So this is problematic to the abrogation that the rule of law needs to be upheld. And if you're here illegally, you can't be moved around. And Greg, to collaborate that, my staff attended a meeting with Homeland Security last week in my absence, which was very uncomfortable, in which DHS, most of the people there showed up armed. And they could not fight for us, where in statute allows them to move illegal immigrants like they're doing currently in the United States.
What are the orders for the Border Patrol, as far as you know? There have been reports out there that these folks are coming across the border and essentially flagging the Border Patrol down because they know they're not going to be sent back. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they were, H1 has told Border Patrol as in coerced or explained to how to contact them, is that we live in danger for the Mexican drug cartels. And we know that Guatemala has not been on our foreign services issues of humanitarian relief for any extradition of drug trafficking. So this doesn't make sense. This comes back to what the president has initiated with amnesty by fiat.
What is the impact on your state and on local authorities as they see this swelling of people in their district, all of whom are essentially destitute and need to be cared for?
Well, the humanitarian outreach, as I stated earlier, is consequential. And there's been no communications whatsoever between the administration, the attorney general, and my governor and my treasurer. In fact, I forwarded letters from the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, and state treasurer, Doug Ducey, to leadership here in the state, as well as to oversight chairman Darrell Issa and ranking members Elijah Cummings. When we're dealing with people and the humanitarian issue that has now crept up, don't you think you'd want to actually correspond and collaborate with state officials that you're impugning on with your dictation or your lack of the rule of law?
What kind of appetite is there for the impeachment of Eric Holder? What are you hearing in the days since you addressed this idea?
This is growing by leaps and bounds, Greg. People are fed up. We saw the election last night. People are scared and they're angry at a government that will not uphold the rule of law. That's what made us special. And if the Attorney General cannot serve the rule of law, he has to tell the president, hey, you're overreaching, whether it be immigration, whether it be in prisoner release at Guantanamo, whether it be Fast and Furious, whether it be in Benghazi, behind the scenes. All this stuff, the Attorney General is required to uphold that rule of law. And if he can't, he needs to get out of the way. And the House, if it finds out and knows that the complicit breakdown of the law is occurring, it is their due diligence to file the articles of impeachment, to hold the Attorney General accountable, and make sure that we find an Attorney General that can actually comply with the rule of law.
Any Democrats on board with this yet?
No, but I'd sure like to bring it to the floor and see, the response because of the legal tender that's behind this. And when you look at his response to James Rosen, he lied to Congress because he actually signed that warrant in James Rosen case. He could not know if it wasn't a stamp, it was a signature. And when you look at the release of the commuting of sentences to the Blind Sheikh's attorney, they committed treason by allowing information to be carried from the Blind Sheikh to Al-Qaeda. I think more and more people are finding out that this attorney general is not statutorily or characteristically upholding the rule of law.
Last question for you, Congressman. In addition to removing the attorney general, you've obviously got a major problem in the southern border regions of this country right now. What's the best way to address it, considering where we currently stand?
First thing that we need to do is to enforce the immigration law. It is illegal to come across the border illegally and tell them that they will not be accepted and that they will be returned home. And what we have to do is that we have to highlight the complicit behavior that is being shown by this U.S. District Judge that shows that DHS has actually taken illegal immigrants and then that have crossed the border recently and then connected them with their illegal parents in the venue within the states. These are not just limited to Arizona. They've gone to Maryland and New York as well. And so we need to highlight this aspect that we need to uphold the rule of law. There's a right way of coming in, and there's a wrong way. This is a wrong way, and we cannot tolerate it.
Congressman, I know it's been a very busy day for you. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for keeping this in the spotlight. Thank you.
You bet. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosa represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.